Biographical note. Ralph Dorchel Doughty was born on October 1, 1891 in the little town of Stratford Taranaki, being the eighth and youngest child of William and Susanna Doughty. He spent his early years growing up in Stratford and went through the public education system, with his first job being a warehouseman. Ralph soon decided to enlist for military service in the New Zealand Field Artillery, H Battery, where he served for 5 years, then left on completion of his service. When Ralph was old enough, he decided to travel over to Australia to seek employment that was more rewarding and better paying. This was in 1913 at the age of 22, gaining residence in Craignathan House, Sydney, New South Wales. When World War I commenced on July 28, 1914, and being in Australia at the time, Ralph enlisted under the umbrella of the Australian Imperial Force as a gunner, being given the allotment number 197 and rank bombardier. Leaving the shores of his adopted country on October 18, 1914, with his first port of call being the land of the Faroes, where rigorous training and tons of good fun and high life generally were the rules of the road, to complete his training. Ralph then travelled over and landed on the inhospitable shores of the Gallipoli Peninsula, where he served for 8 months, being evacuated via Walker's Ridge on December 3, 1915, and headed back to Egypt aboard a trawler. While recovering back in Alexandria, he received news that his first star was confirmed on March 22, 1916, being made a second lieutenant. Ralph then sailed over to France, getting his first glimpse of Marseilles on March 29, 1916. After traveling via train up through the Champagne district and around the outskirts of Paris, watering and feeding the horses on the way while chatting to two carriages of Australian nurses, he entered the war zone and the bloody battlefields of the Western Front on April 14, 1916. Ralph served in and around many fields of battle on the Western Front, and sustained several injuries that required hospital visits, even once having him return to England after sustaining a major crack on the head. After recovering, he returned to the battlefields and rejoined the old 9th Brigade, where the temperature was below zero with snow and ice everywhere. It was also during this time that he was proudly awarded his second star, confirmed on July 9, 1916, now First Lieutenant. On September 1, 1916, Ralph travelled through into Belgium, serving in and around Flanders Fields, Passchendaele and Ypres, where there was even more mud and slush everywhere, then headed back over the border into France on September 24, 1916. Ralph continued his diary entries up until March 16, 1917, when he placed his last entry onto the pages in Diary 5, this being a very poignant entry for a gunner. March 16, 1917, better day today. Very heavy bombardment on both left, right and center. Ralph Doughty was awarded his Military Cross on May 8, 1917, for his action at Hermes, which is situated 16 kilometers southeast of Arras. Lieutenant Ralph Dorchel Doughty displayed conspicuous courage and initiative when working with the Right Battalion, 1st Australian Army Brigade Forward Observation Officer for the 3rd Army Field Artillery Brigade. He was responsible for the successful employment of the artillery on his flank at a crucial period of the operations, and did not hesitate to push out beyond the furthest point reached by our infantry patrols in order to secure better facilities for our observation. There can be little doubt that it was to his devotion to duty and resource that our line in front of Hermes owed it immunity from counter-attack during the whole day of the attack. Biographical update. Lieutenant Ralph Doughty MC lost his life on the battlefield at Flanders when he sustained shrapnel wound and died on July 25, 1917. He was laid to rest at Coxside Military Cemetery, Coxaged. It was not until November 2011, 94 years after his death, that our family here in New Plymouth would find out through an email the information that I had been looking for on how Lieutenant Ralph Doughty MC lost his life from friendly fire, bringing closure for our family here in New Plymouth. This is a story to be told as well, and will be added to this audio page for visitors to listen to.